All right, Sione, so I know that you obviously like Levi's abs and his dick just being right by your head. Tell me what the hell your issue with Rhys Grimmery's boobs are. This is important. I'm fucking bothered by this. I need to know.
Okay, so the issue that I have, it's not just with Rhys, right? Okay. It's with, like, mind you, I'm only 3 episodes deep in High School DD, right?
Yeah, you're early.
So I've seen the nipple monster.
You haven't really gotten to the story.
I've seen a nipple monster. Okay. Okay? Yep. And the nipple monster was the only actual monster that had a large areola. Okay. Right. The rest of the nipples that I've seen so far throughout this anime have all been areola, probably the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
Right. And then like a tiny nipple.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, the nipples vary. But if a girl's rocking double D's or D's, right? You're not going to have an areola that size. And if you do, single girl that you've seen so far that has been topless has that. Okay. And that is my issue.
That's pretty common.
They are copy and pasting the nipples. And
I have dated and received many a nudes where women have very large breasticles and their nipples are pretty similar.
I've seen a lot of titties in my life, and there are plenty of big titties without big areolas.
But there are also plenty of big titties that don't have that as well.
So are you just bothered because they're all like that?
Yes.
I mean, have you ever thought that maybe, like, just like most anime, which it's either they have no boobs or they have quadruple Ds, think that they just assume, like, oh, people prefer these kind of no offense to anybody with big titties. Like, do you think that they just, like, assume, like, this is the preferred nipple, so we're going to make all of our characters have this nipple?
I'm not saying that it's the preferred nipple, okay? And I'm not saying that I prefer the creator. It bothers me that it's literally, it almost feels like a plug-and-play nipple. They did all this work to sculpt the boob, to make it beautiful, to show it has boob physics, right? To have the little bounce, and even at the inappropriate times, even when the girl is just, like, standing there, the boobs are still bouncing, okay? I have zero problem with that. What I have the problem with is the nipple. Okay, it's a plug and play nipple. They just kind of just slapped the bitch on there and was like, all right, we fucking put all this work into the boob, we sculpted it, we made it gorgeous, we made it good looking.
So your issue is that there is a variety of boob size across all of the women, but they all have the same nipple. Is that correct?
Well, he's mad because they all have the same areola size.
They just plug and play the nipples.
Because the nipples themselves change. The nipples themselves change. The areolas do not, for the most part. And the lack of variety is what's upsetting him, apparently.
Like, it's just, they put all this work into it.
There's not enough variety of nipples. is this your biggest takeaway from getting three episodes in?
Well, that and characters are introduced ass first. They're always butting into situations.
Yeah.
Well, Rhys isn't.
Yeah, no, Rhys doesn't. Rhys, she's looking out the window.
Yeah.
You get to see a nice frontal of that, okay? She doesn't butt in. She freaking just
it does
flexes.
Change. I mean, there is a variety of characters. I'm very excited for you to meet one of my favorite characters, Zenovia.
Zenovia's great. Because
she's so fucking funny, dude.
She's so straightforward.
Yes. I can't remember which season it is in, though. It's been so long since I've watched EXD. Also, we need to know, if you're watching this on Patreon, please comment. Do you consider it DXD or DD? I consider it DXD. HBN considers it DD. Big argument here. I don't think Sione cares. I think he just agrees with one of us, depending on who he wants to annoy that day.
Agreed.
I agree with the three kings of Anatubing, and they all say DD.
Who are the three kings of Anatubing that you
Joey, classify? Connor, and Gigok.
Yeah, but you can't. Because isn't Joey's Australian Japanese, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then Gigok and Connor are both from England, correct?
No. Connor speaks Welsh and English. Yeah, and then Gigok speaks Taiwanese.
Where they grew up.
I think he was born in Thailand, but he went to the UK at some point in his life.
See, that's what I'm saying. So These men's over there, they have UK backgrounds. I love them. I love them. I love those guys. But, like, at the end of the day, that's a, you know, people think differently depending on where they live. But you can't just listen, all this person said this.
Joey is a flawless Japanese speaker, reader, and writer. Like, he knows the Japanese language perfectly.
Why do you got to bring in logic here?
I'm just saying, like, he can have a conversation with Japanese teachers in Japan and be correct.
Is it pronounced
high school? He's
Googling. ESP or ED. I'm going to look it up. I'm curious. I feel like I just feel like it's a very big thing.
I mean, if I can, I'll bring in the examples of Hunter Hunter and Kiss Sis, which both have an X in between.
I'm sorry, did you say Kiss Sis?
So from what I'm gathering is, I think it's just a Japanese thing.
Yeah, it is. It's just a Japanese thing with X's. They just don't say it. Because Kiss Sis is Kiss X and then Sis, but it is called Kiss Sis. Hunter Hunter is Hunter X Hunter.
I understand the reasoning for why people take the D, you know, the X out. But I feel like High School DxD just sounds better. Plus, if I go around telling people, yo, look up High School DD, they're more than likely not going to find it. But if I tell them to look up High School DxD, they are going to find it.
I agree and disagree, but like High School DxD did sound more natural to me when I first heard Joey say High School DD and him explain that it is pronounced DD whenever he was like, yes, I know some of you are going to comment some dumb shit like it's pronounced DxD. And he's like, but you're wrong. And like, so I like whenever I heard him say that, I was like, that sounds weird. After saying it that way, it's so much more like fluid to say and it sounds right. Like, High School DD just comes off the tongue better.
Announcing to everybody is that you are easily swayed and influenced by large YouTubers.
Well, when they know the Japanese language like he does, and he's
you're Japanese, you're English, so like, you know, we're in America.
Yeah, but
say DxD because we're a bunch of degenerates that don't even understand how to pronounce our own goddamn language.
But it's a Japanese manga, Japanese show, and the title was written by a Japanese man. Adds even
more to the fact that Americans are dumb and we would call it DxD because we don't understand.
But like, can you admit that it the proper pronunciation is DD?
No,
but
DxD.
But it literally is the proper. Even
you
if you
say whatever you want, but I will die on this hill. It's DxD, DxD till the day I die. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Honestly, if you said DD for like a week straight, every time you mentioned it, you would say DD naturally.
No, I would feel uncomfortable. It's just weird.
I'm telling you, it changes. It changes.
I feel like Hunter Hunter, I feel like it's a little different because I feel like Hunter Hunter just sounds right because I think it's two words. Where I feel like High School DD, like it's just weird. Like, I feel like you either call it High School DxD or call it High School Double D.
But it's not like Double D. It's Dragon of Dragon.
But it is Double D.
No, that's Dragon of Dragon.
I understand it's Dragons of Dragons, but Double D would make sense for the anime. Like, I feel like if you're going to call it High School DD, either call it High School Double D or just suck it up and call it DxD.
Here's the thing. So the reason I think that he named it DxD is for the purpose you're thinking of a play on words of Double D. But
100%.
But he would have, I think, had he not wanted to make an ecchi harem, it would have been called Dragon X Dragon, because that is technically what it stands for, is Dragon of Dragon. So it's Dragon Dragon. So it's High School.
Oh, I understand DD. The reasoning for it. I'm just saying, I don't know, man. I have an issue with it. I just something about it. I just feel like High School DxD sounds right, or just go with High School Double D. I feel like that there really shouldn't be any like in between. Maybe it's just me. Like, Sione, what do you think? I just feel like High School DD, it just sounds weird.
I mean, it rolls off the tongue a lot easier, DxD, but it took a while to get used to. Saying DD.
You think that rolls off the tongue easier?
It rolls off the tongue easier. Like, after saying it for a while, I will say DD is nice. But at the same time, I get it, man. You're committed at this point. The X exists. Okay? And you gotta pronounce it. It's kind of like whipped cream. You gotta pronounce the H.
I'm quitting. So, I'd like to formally on this post show, I am quitting Now You Know Anime.
No, H-Man, pull up this image and show them. I pull it for you. It was an ad when they were showing off High School DxD Born, and it just makes me love Japan even more. It's just so good. I wonder if we have any details on season 5. I told everybody that I'm committed that when season 5 comes out, I'll react to it, and that will be the day that I make a an OnlyFans. Because if I upload an anime like this to my Patreon will get flagged 18+, and I don't want that.
Oh, really? You can get flagged to be 18+ as a Patreon?
Yeah. So
Patreon took
a
stance against sex work.
I've gotten flagged for 18+ when I first started uploading anime stuff, and I had to have them remove it because it got to the point where people were actively not subscribing to my Patreon because they didn't know. They were like 18+, like, what the fuck is this? H-Man, pull up the image. It's in Curtis' guidebook.
It's up.
No, it's not. It's definitely not up. All I see is the DXD image you put.
I don't know why what I'm sharing didn't update, but everything else did.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing, what you're sharing. I want you to share it. I want Sioni to see it.
There you go.
Yeah. Japan's so cultured.
It really is.
That's how you make a fucking ad, bro. That's how you get people's attention. For those that are audio listeners, basically it is Rias, and they made her boobs 3D, and they are very large.
On a billboard,
yeah.
And only the boobs, audio listeners. Mm-hmm. Everything else is 2D. Only the boobs are 3D. Yep.
But basically, so you know how I was saying, I was saying, like, or I was doing the reactions that people could sub to a certain tier and request a reaction. So yeah. I specifically put in that description, no hentai. But because I used the word hentai, it triggered the system and flagged my account as 18+. So I had to reach out to Patreon support and they had to like review my channel and like remove it.
Damn. Yeah, Patreon, it was a little while back. It's one of the reasons OnlyFans blew up.
Yeah.
Was because Patreon took a hard stance against any money that was coming from any website or images that were 18+.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people's Patreon money even got frozen. Like they weren't doing the payout. Which I find crazy to freeze somebody's Patreon payout, even if you were to take that stance. I feel like you should tell them, hey,
yeah, dude, it's
a
fucking
anymore.
Joke, man. It's an absolute joke. It's so dumb. It's kind of crazy. It's been 3 years since season 4 of DxD. That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Well, so it was supposed to come out this December, but COVID caused the delay. So they think it's going to be in 2022, but there's no like set date.
Yeah, and I mean, from what I know of the like manga, mm-hmm. it's gonna be the most actual story-driven arc.
Oh, I'm not surprised. The story just gets better and better every fucking season.
Yeah. What did you think of the art change for season 3 or 4?
I hate it.
Where they have the peach face instead of
I hate it. The season 1, 2, and 3, that art style was way better, in my opinion. Do you know why they switched studios?
That studio just didn't want to do that brazen of animation anymore.
Nope.
Pretty much.
Nope.
Is that not
nope.
why? Why?
Nope. So there's a reason why season 4's episode 1 is almost the same as the finale of the previous season, because the anime studio just straight up changed the finale of that season in the anime compared to what it was in the light novel.
Really?
Which pissed off the creator, and they went and got a different studio, and that's why episode 1 of season 4 is just slightly different from the ending of season 3.
That's crazy.
Yeah, apparently the anime studio was just like, fuck you, and just changed the fucking the episode without like consulting him or something. I want to see if I can confirm that, because like I read it somewhere a while back, but I just want to make sure that I'm not saying shit out of my ass. Happened. Here we go. Trying to see. Yeah, official canon. Yeah, they as High School DxD Hero is set to return to the series official canon after the third series ended with its own original story.
Yeah, so usually
the finale of season 3 is a bunch of nonsense and is not actually canon.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah,
that's what that means. Sorry,
episode 9 through 12 changed the story completely. Yeah, it says. Let's see here. Yeah. So that being the case, it was quite upsetting to some fans when High School DxD season 3 or High School DxD Born of the anime adaptation diverged significantly from the source material. Thankfully, High School DxD Season 4, which is known as High School DxD Hero, has fixed that error with Episode 0 of the new anime. But yeah, basically, it says that they tried to squeeze 3 books into a single season, but then the anime original ending just pissed off the fans. And, like, it makes sense, right? Like, when you think about an anime like this, like, something as niche as this, you don't piss off the fans with something this niche.
Yeah. And I mean, the figures and everything bring the merch brings in so much money for this show.
It is so much money, dude.
It is very important to appease the fans.
I'm sure they make more money on merch than literally anything else.
Oh, absolutely. But, like, you know, if the show dies because the fans get angry, then the merch will have to slow down because there's not a show generating interest anymore.
I love this. Episode 0, Holiness Behind the Gym.
Wow. That's
such a good fucking name.
Yeah, usually so anime funny. Studios change because, like a lot of times if an anime did really good and the contract doesn't guarantee 2 seasons with a studio, there will basically be, like, a bidding war for the contract.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of times an anime studio will change, but you won't actually know it changed. Like, a lot of anime studios will keep it similar enough to the art style of the source material that you won't actually notice the change of studio.
What I'm curious about too, so I heard that this happened with DxD and it makes me wonder if it's going to be the same World's End Harem, is apparently when the anime comes out, it's censored. And then when it comes out on, like, Blu-ray, that's when they release the uncensored version.
Right.
And I wonder if that's the case, because if that's the case, you could react to World's End Harem and you wouldn't have to worry about going to OnlyFans.
Going to OnlyFans?
Yeah, exactly.
What about you just say going to OnlyFans?
Bro, I mean... granted, they don't have they don't have an automatic merch thing like Patreon, but they're still a well-known platform.
True. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Imagine doing like the content we do
reactions
and having like the community you have, but it's all on OnlyFans just so you don't have to deal with like political company bullshit.
Are you kidding me? I would probably make more money. Dude, people can on OnlyFans every post, people can tip extra just because they're feeling like it. I'd probably make more money if I went to OnlyFans.
Yeah, like funny a really enough. Fire episode. They just give you $5 for the fun of it.
Yo, it's like, yeah, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Hell yeah. Thanks, dude. You know?
Can you trying to convert people from YouTube? Yeah, dude. Come on over to my to go watch my episode reactions over on OnlyFans.
That's why I feel like it'd be funny with etchy anime. It's like OnlyFans. That's where you get the etchy shit. You want that? You want that High School DxD, that World's End Harem? Go over there, dude.
Yeah, it's over there now.
That would be so funny. That would be, oh my god, that'd be so funny. Bro, people would tip you just so the messages they sent you would be at the top of your inbox.
Yeah, yep. Probably. It makes sense. I always, that's the one thing that I will say that was the hardest thing to get used to as like my channel grew, was getting to the point where I had to just finally accept I can no longer go through my comments all the time. Like, I can no longer respond to everybody. I can no longer like be active in the server. Like, just because it's like, it gets to the point where there's so much. And if you respond to, or if you try to keep responding to everything, it gets to the point where that's literally all you're doing.
Yep.
Which sucks.
So you know what's really sad? I feel really sad for like people who are actually like really big on OnlyFans and paying for it and all that crazy stuff, because the big creators hire people to go through their messages because basically a lot of them are like, oh, you'll get like the girlfriend experience and you can message me all the time. I'm always messaging back. And it's actually just like people they hire to reply. And I feel so bad for those people who are like, here's $10 and I just want to talk to you. And then it's just, it's not actually the person. And it's just some random person they hired. And it just, because Amaranth has talked about it before, because she has people to respond to messages. And she talked about how other creators she knows do the same thing.
Where they just hire somebody to respond to comments.
Yeah, or to the like the messages, because people tip to make the message go to the top of the inbox.
I guess I could understand that, because depending on the question, it might be something simple that anybody that like knows the person remotely could answer. And then like when it's something they don't know, they could just ping the person and be like, yo, what's the answer to this? Because I get it, because I'll be streaming and I'll sit there and people ask a question. And there's times where I'm like, look, I'm not trying to ignore you, dude, but I just answered that question 30 seconds ago. And I can't stop what we're doing every 5 minutes to answer the same question, because, you know, that does happen. Unfortunately.
Well, yeah, but like on OnlyFans, it's more of like them just having a conversation.
I don't want to fuck your titties.
Well, I feel like it's different, because like she talked about, like, it's people just who want to just talk to you and engage. Like, it's just normal conversation with flirting.
So do you think it's like a weird obsession thing?
It's like a weird obsessive,
I see your nudes, therefore I want to know everything about you because I have a shrine in my closet with a cum jar and everything else.
No, I don't think it's that crazy. I think it's more of more of like they pay for the pictures and stuff, and so they want like an intimate relationship. So they do messages that are like what you would text your girlfriend. Like, hi, how's your day? And then you ask how their day is and you pretend you care about them. But it's not actually the creator. It's people they hired to go through the messages. And so I feel so bad for those people who think they're having this like intimate conversation.
They're paying money for like an intimate experience, but they're not even, they're talking to some random ass person, probably a dude.
The actual creator is not actually the one replying.
That's like, wild.
The actual creator isn't going... Though. They're not saying they're going, how's your day?
That is so messed up.
That's pretty fucked up, but yeah.
Right? Like, it is kind of messed up. I don't know.
But imagine you have 500 messages of people asking how your day is and them expecting you to care about how their day is. You couldn't do all that by yourself.
No, I mean, it's impossible, especially at her size. Like, I mean, I do all right, but even I can't manage all of it. It's just too much. I couldn't even imagine those creators that have like millions of subs or anything like that. Cause it's just at the end of the day, there's only so many hours in the day. Like I feel like a lot of big creators, like it's not that they don't care about their audience. They do. I feel like it's just, it gets to the point where you either have to kind of distance yourself from it, or I don't really think there is another solution, to be honest.
Part of me feels bad.
Or be consumed by it and quit making content, because, I mean, a lot of the times, like, the people reading the comments, like, some people are just assholes for no reason. Like, they're just taking their day out on someone, you know, on the comments, this or that. And
imagine that on OnlyFans, Sione. Like, imagine, like, the mean comments from OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that, like, well, I mean, you got to think, right? The people who are really spending money on OnlyFans are the ones that really care. In a way, right? So they're not going to be aggressive and, you know, an asshole. I think it would probably be the lower tier people, the people who kind of are paying like on the lowest tier, because they're just there just for a quick quip, see what's going on, and I'm out.
That is 100% the case, because that's what I've experienced. Like, if there's anything that I have learned, it is that people that consume your content for free are significantly more demanding and dickheads about things than anybody who pays, even at a dollar tier. But you are right. Most of the time where I've gotten people that are like super dicks on Patreon, it's usually somebody who's like a brand new $5 sub. And I'm sure if there was a dollar situation, I'm sure it would be very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because OnlyFans, I think it's, most people will go in for the 1 month. They'll pay like the $10 to like $25, whatever it is, for the 1 month access to the page, and then they'll disappear. Sometimes they come back because off like bonuses are offered or whatever. But I think it's most people come for the 1 month for that one price, and then they drop off.
They just pop in and be like, all right, let me see your titties. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go find somebody else's titties now.
Yeah, unless they really like the content.
There's just like a group of like fucking OnlyFans hoppers that just hop around.
Yeah, I mean statistically.
Everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Statistically, that is what happens. Obviously, if the content's good enough, you'll have the people who stay around and keep you at that really high money percentage.
I'm going to regret this, but I'm looking up right now anime OnlyFans because I'm really curious. Like, if there is people,
you're gonna see a shit ton of cosplay. Right,
let me do anime reaction OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of women who take advantage of they like anime and they know anime boys are gonna pay for their OnlyFans.
Yeah, fair. Let me see here. I did find one. I'm not gonna call it. Well, I mean, I guess if you're doing it, it doesn't really matter. I did find one. But it doesn't look like she's doing her reactions over there. She is a reactor. But I think that she's just doing... Oh, no. So, yeah, she's doing the same thing. So it looks like she does, like, the NSFW picture things. But it says right here, more than 60 videos and clips, including prison school reactions. And if I'm not mistaken, prison school is, like, super etchy, right?
Yeah, it is pretty. It's comedy etchy, yeah.
Interspecies reviewers. That's another one, I think.
That is, yep. That is, they review brothels.
Yeah, so it looks like it is exactly what I said. She's doing the lewd stuff, the lewd anime on OnlyFans.
And then doing, like, lewd cosplay?
Yeah.
Which is, again, smart.
Well, I think she is doing lewd cosplay as well.
Yeah, but it's smart to do, like, it's very smart to do lewd cosplay along with those episodes.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because if I'm not mistaken, I think that she might be the only one I'm seeing that does anime reactions on there.
Yo, she saw a market opportunity and went for it then.
Right? I'm not going to shout it out just because, like, I don't know if, like, she doesn't
want
it.
Yeah, it's probably best not to.
But if you just search anime reaction OnlyFans, you will find it. And if you pay attention to anime reactions, you'll know who the person is.
And anyone that subscribes, you're welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome though for this gem you might not know about.
But it does make sense. And yeah, so like To Love Rue, Interspecies Reviewers, Prison School. Yeah, you can like see all the stuff that they've posted without actually being able to see the posts.
Yep.
So yeah, it's really just doing it's, anime it's reactions like it's on there. Just, yeah, it's just those more etchy anime that you can't really post on Patreon, which
that's
is smart.
Epic. I love that. That's
so what
so
I'm
funny.
Learning here is that I need to make an OnlyFans.
An OnlyFans specifically for etchy anime?
For etchy anime.
Yo, honestly, you could do the uncensored DD reactions.
Re-reaction?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be your full thoughts.
I'd be down. I'd be down. Could,
you know, it would be your full uncut, like, hype.
Actually, like, here's my opinions after I've seen way more anime.
Yeah.
Instead of before when I've seen, like, 8.
It would be great. I feel like people would do it who are over 18 because you should not be on there if you're not.
About how much I did enjoy DxD is the few amount of anime I had watched prior to that. Like I feel like in the general sense, somebody would find that and be like, "Oh God," and run away. But it was so funny. I just couldn't like. What was funny about it is I watched it because I was on Hulu and I was like, I want something new to watch. And I think I was watching what is it called? It was a horror anime. I'm drawing a blank. Fuck. Whatever. Maybe it'll come to me, maybe it won't, but it was a horror anime and I was watching. I wanted something different and I read the synopsis. I think let me see, because it was on Hulu. I want to read what the synopsis was to see if it is actually like a synopsis that sounds like I'd be like, oh shit, this sounds interesting. Let's see here. After being killed by a fallen angel, Issei Hyodo is brought back to life by the gorgeous president of this high school's occult research club, Rius Gremory, who turns out to be a high-ranking demon with devilish new powers. Issei is bound to serve Rius. Yeah, that's what it was. I read that, and I was like, ah, this looks interesting. It looks like it has pretty good art. And I watched it, and then, of course, within second, you know, a few minutes, you're like, oh, my God, there's what is going on? Holy fucking nipple, thank God I was watching this in my room, not the living room. And then... But it was one of those things where the story like made me so interested. I was like, I didn't even know what happens. Like what happens to this poor boy?
It was titty mind control. It's okay to admit it. The titty mind control came into play.
I still think DxD has a good story.
No, DxD has an amazing story.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up.
But there's still titty mind control within the first episode.
All right, fine. You're right. So I'm looking. Does Hulu have all the ecchi anime? So I'm seeing High School DxD, Samurai Hulu has everything, Harem, dude. Monster Musume. That one's got titties, right?
It's like lewd. I don't think they actually do full on.
Okay. High School of the Dead. It's gonna do a poll.
Are you really going over this right now?
Yeah. No, I'm just gonna make a post.
Are you really about to start the OnlyFans?
Y'all want a lewd reaction only?
Oh my god, no!
Oh, bro, that is so funny.
Yo, I'm how concerned you. Your significant other is gonna be whenever
when you tell her that you're starting an OnlyFans?
Here's the thing: like,
if she ever walks in and you're on the OnlyFans website, and she's just gonna be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Wait, honey. I put the anime reactions over there.
Well, no, of course I wouldn't fucking just do it without talking to her. But if it was just anime reactions, I don't think she'd give a shit. It's just anime reactions. It's not like it's fucking. It's not like I'm going on there and taking pictures of my dick.
The first word you say, though, is like, oh, no, don't worry. This is my page. And just the confusion that runs through the mind.
No, because I'm not. I would tell her. I would not just do it and keep it a secret.
It would be so funny. That's how you give fuck.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know how we evolved or got to the point went from Sione angry because there's not enough nipple variety to this.
I'm just saying, okay, if you're gonna spend all this time making the boobs look all beautiful and putting the boob physics and making it perfect, and then you just slap on a fucking copy of pasta nipple, that's what pisses me off.
I think he put the nipple he wants to see on there.
Maybe you just don't have the in. What's the word? Maybe you just like you're getting older. Your eyes might be struggling. Maybe you just can't tell the difference between the nipples.
They're just the nipples he wants to see on the boobs. The creator.
So is that? Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That's the nipples that he wants to draw.
Those are the nipples that he draws. He likes to draw. He likes to see
boobs. He drew like the same three nipples and just slapped them on every single girl.
Yo, maybe he has very particular taste in nipples. You don't know him.
That's true. He might just have a very specific taste.
Some people are like Nick MNP and he likes feet. Not everybody likes feet. He likes feet though. He might like a variety of feet, but he might like the same kind of feet. We don't know. You're not his friend. We don't know.
Uh-huh.
This man could have a very specific taste in nipples. We just don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the solution is. I am very excited as you get farther into the story of High School DxD, like what your thoughts are, like your legitimate thoughts on like the story as it progresses, because it is legitimately a good story.
Are you doing that, Sion? Are you going to go past like four episodes or are you just... Just
I was planning on just watching enough episodes to have enough notes to make a fun YouTube video.
No, I'm not saying you got to make a video of it, but you got to at least watch it. I bought you the Blu-ray.
I've already made a video of it. I've recorded every single episode I've literally reacted to.
Yeah.
That I've watched so far.
On Patreon?
I just found out I'd go 18 plus Patreon now. I don't even know that's a good idea. I guess I gotta start an OnlyFans.
Find the censored version and like download it and just like overlay it over the episode.
I don't think DD would trigger it unless you write like something in the title that's going to trigger that. Yeah, I think you're fine.
I think he's right. And worst case scenario, if you did get flagged, you delete it, message them, be like, I don't know why I got flagged. What happened? And they'd be like, I don't know either. It's fucking weird. This is not here. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Your account does not have a history of it, so it'll be fine.
I don't think anybody would care, realistically.
True, or I could just make OnlyFans.
You could.
Here you go.
You could. High School DxD reactions. I don't see many of those, man.
I mean, there are Patreons that do make like straight up hentai and hentai versions of pictures, and they're not marked 18 plus. Yeah. 18 plus.
The thing is, too, getting flagged 18 plus doesn't do anything. It's just a flag which does scare some people away because they're pussies.
Yo, as anyone who's ever watched Twitch, as you know, men are afraid of boobs.
They really are.
Internet men.
I don't understand it.
I might just have to make an OnlyFans just for the memes at this point, dude. And just start putting anime reactions up, bro.
Do it up. I should need to see
it would just be me chilling watching lewd animes and just going, why? Why? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. This wouldn't end well. Because I'm watching High School DD and it.
Sione, nipple reviews.
Oh, my God.
Which anime is the best nipple?
I can think of a few shows in which I can think of some shows to put into the comparisons.
We can give you some lists, man.
Oh,
which has the best nipples?
I'm quite cultured. I can give you some shows to use for a comparison.
Gonna have to start me an OnlyFans, huh? React to fucking.
The best part is I can give you shows that aren't hentai. They're actual anime put on TV shows.
But with nipples.
Yeah, with nipples.
Yeah, they're etchy. That's exactly what it is.
I feel like y'all just want me to start watching etchy stuff. And you're seeing an opportunity.
I
want to
see you become cultured.
I'm quite cultured. I'm just not into that.
Are you though?
I mean, he does have Levi's abs and
just because he has Levi's abs, because I gave him Levi's abs, and just because he has rum in a cum jar, because I gave him rum in a cum jar, he didn't buy those on his own.
That's his first figure.
Yeah, that's just that's what's crazy is that's your first anime figure ever. That's shocking to me.
Yeah,
like you don't even have like a DBZ figure or something.
I mean, like I got my hat.
Yeah, your law hat.
My law hat. I got my Sada Haru hat.
That's not figures. That's merch.
Yeah.
I got. Let me pull this out.
He's like, I got some fucking cards here. Does this count?
No, it's not a card.
He's struggling right now to find things to list.
No, I'm just pulling it out of the box and it's dirty. Like the box itself is dirty. It's been there for a while.
Rem dirty.
Damn it. Let her free.
So, we just ignore certain things.
Whatever. For anyone that's played Soul Calibur.
That's not anime.
I mean, do you see them titties?
That doesn't make it anime.
You see them titties?
That's still not a figure.
Just because you have a pin that has titties on it, that doesn't mean it's anime. Titties does not equal anime, dude. Now he's in the same mindset the Bree is in. That every anime has boobs.
Well, I mean, any anime with a female character, there are boobs there. It's part of the female anatomy there, but it's not. Yeah. But the fact is that is your first figure.
I went to go get my DXD cards.
Are they like trading cards?
Cool. Yeah.
Or is it like a game?
It's trading cards. It's Precious Memories.
Let's so they're like here. They're like base. Ball card versions of DD characters.
I have some in sleeves here.
In sleeves? Oh my god!
This the one in the sleeves. I think are the really interesting ones. Yeah. So this one, funny enough, I was shocked. I'm gonna show it because apparently it's okay. Because this is not a woman's nipple. This is Issei's nipple. But I thought when I opened it, I thought that I was like, oh my god, there is nudity on these cards. But it's a guy's nipple, so it's okay.
I remember that scene.
Yeah. I'm trying to see here. Let me see which cards we got here. It's basically just like these, you know? So it's like, hey, it's Rias, you know, and Konako, and it's just like all of them, basically. But there's some that are pretty interesting. Let's see if I can find them here.
I love that they're in card sleeves.
Well, yeah, there were some that are pretty good, man. I didn't want to fuck them up. You got to protect them somehow. There's holographic ones. There's a few holographic ones. I got way too many holographic Asias, which bothered me a lot because this got warped to fuck. I don't know how these cards got warped since they just kind of sat in that box. But I guess they've just been sitting long enough that like there's some interesting ones.
Huh.
That's a good one. Yeah, he hasn't met that silver haired character there yet. She's one of my favorites.
She's pretty good. She's a good character. I wish I would have known. I would have. I didn't even think about it. I would have included some of these in your DXD care package.
Some of the duplicates.
You mean my starter kit?
Yeah, or like this one is hollow. This is a super rare.
Oh,
that's
super rare.
That's a good one.
Right? There's some good ones, man. Oh, wait, hold on. There you go.
Wow. Underboob.
Damn right. Was a little disappointed that the only nipple I got was Issei's nipple, but hey.
This is just the degeneracy episode.
This episode is, should we make an OnlyFans for ecchi anime?
Oh my god. I want to go buy a figure just to give to Sioni, because he needs more than Rem in a jar. He needs like a figure that's not in a cum jar.
Sucks is that is a really nice Rem figure too, but it has to stay in the jar.
It does. And the sad thing is, if I do get more figures, they're probably going to go in the jar too. Other jars. Why?
You just want to put every figure in a jar?
Yeah, why not?
So that what? So you have to find a figure big enough that he can't put it in a jar.
So many figures fit that. Actually, what if I get him like a Rengoku figure, and it would be a disgrace if he put it in a cum jar?
It's true. You couldn't do that.
Could you do the Flame Hashira dirty and put him in a cum jar?
No. Diesel Punk, thank you for the sub on Patreon. Appreciate it, dude.
No, he would probably, to be honest, for him, I'd probably get like a little collector's case.
I like it. I respect it. No cum jar for Rengoku, though.
No cum jar for Rengoku.
I can't, my camera sucks.
If it's an anime waifu, you better believe I'm probably getting a jar. And I'm just going to just...
I'm not going to lie. I hate that I got you that because I want to get that figure because it is such a nice figure.
It really is, but
it also doesn't help that there's so many good Rem figures. Like Rem and Ram just have so many. Oh, guess what? I haven't seen though. Not a lot of Amelia figures, is there? Fuckers.
Man's whole fighting words over there. Fighting words.
Goddamn right.
Rem's better. Come out in the comments, and they're gonna be like,
"Are you gonna argue with me? Are you gonna tell me that Amelia is better than Rem?"
No.
Exactly.
I didn't think about it there for a second, but no.
I was waiting in anticipation because, so Connor loves Amelia, but Giguk loves Rem. So they
Amelia.
They get, well, no, but they get in spats because Connor's like, Amelia is the waifu.
Mm-hmm.
And then Giguk's like, Rem is, or it's the other way around. I can never remember because I don't watch them enough, but the two of them think the other one is the waifu. So whenever they get talking and it comes to that subject, they get very heated and very energetic about it.
Because you fucking need to, because you start disrespecting Rem. There's a reason why Rem and Ram are the ones that are the figures. There's a reason why there's so many goddamn Rem figures. I've seen like maybe two Amelia figures, like ever.
There's quite a few Amelia.
I'm sure if you search it, you can find more. But I'd be willing to bet stupid amounts of money that there is not more Amelia figures than there is Rem figures, because I know for a fact that there's not.
You know what surprises me is the amount of enchilada figures.
Because enchilada?
She's, yeah, evil Amelia.
Oh.
The fact that there's so many of her, but she's literally just an evil Amelia. Same looks. Like
maybe one.
I've seen quite
she
a few.
Bushier
like
your eyebrows, dude.
In that store in Austin, I saw like two or three of the enchiladas.
True. Why you gotta call her enchilada? That's so mean.
Because I'm not the biggest fan of ReZero, so it makes me giggle to make fun of the name.
So mean. You're such a dick.
I have a Rengoku figure, and I would love to be able to show it, but my camera's shit. Like,
speaking of, you take a picture, have Christian edit it in. Like at this timestamp, just throw the picture somewhere on the screen. You could. There you go.
Or I could wait till we hit 300 Patreon subs to show my figures.
Yeah, bam. Just like a room tour.
Little office tour, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Sioni, do you have any more complaints about areolas, nipples, and or breasts?
No, I really don't have many complaints about it. It's just, you know.
God, thank God this is a Patreon exclusive episode. We would get canceled.
Don't worry, guys. Soon it'll probably be an OnlyFans episode.
Should we make
a Naruto anime OnlyFans?
Not even anime.
I see. That's the one thing where I feel like I would draw the line. I feel like I don't know. Then again, I mean, I guess I used to do like high school DxD movie nights in my Discord, so I guess it's not that weird. Like, I feel like it depends on the series. Like, World's End Harem, like, based on those scenes we saw in the trailers, and, like, it seems to go a little bit more over the top, I feel like I would be uncomfortable watching that with you guys. But, like, with DxD, where it's, like, yeah, there's nips, but, like, there's no actual, like, there's no penetration. They're not showing cooter. There's none of that, you know? It doesn't ever cross that line. I feel like that is where I'm like, like, you know, people are like, oh, you watch hentai with the boys? Absolutely not.
I draw the line as a content manager at OnlyFans. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
I will I'm not managing that content.
That part of the content.
No, I'm not. No, I'm good.
Oh my God, dude. Well, thank you all for the support. I hope you enjoyed this absolute train wreck of a post show. And we're back finally. New year, things are finally back on track. You know, we're not super behind anymore. And even though the podcast is now going up on Fridays, things should be a little bit more consistent. You should start seeing guests on a little bit more often. So maybe we can talk with other creators that you like about Prius nipples in future episodes. So let us know what you want to see on the podcast. At them on Twitter and at us. And we'll see you next week. Fucking
yep.
Bye.
This was an episode, is what it was.
That it was.